people would have said, of course it is. Say it today, and some will say, Pastor, you're being too political. If a pastor would have said 10 years ago that God still has plans for Israel, people would have said, of course he does. Say it today, and some will say, Pastor, you're being too political. If a pastor would have said 8 years ago that the national debt is too high and is immoral, people would have said, of course it is. Say it today, and some will say, Pastor, you're being too political. If a pastor would have said 5 years ago that socialism is a bad thing, people would have said, of course it is. Say it today, and some will say, Pastor, you're being too political. You get the picture. Pastors are being painted into a corner. Perhaps they've allowed themselves to be boxed in. Instead of being censored by others, whether by alleged IRS threats, by left-wing organizations' threats, or by threats from their congregants, pastors have self-censored. When a prominent, highly visible pastor was featured a few years ago on Larry King Live, he could not quite bring himself to say, Jesus is the only way to heaven, John 14:6. He's not alone. Out of fear of offending, some pastors self-muzzle or self-censor. Throughout this book, I am not calling for political activism, although political activism is a very good thing. Merely being politically active means supporting a candidate and maybe voting every 2 years. I'm calling for something so much more exhilarating, foundational, and transformational. And that is what I call biblical applicationalism, which is the actual practical understanding and application of scriptural solutions to today's most challenging social and political problems. Christians in the culture. Given the realities of our present cultural situation,